A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage, a favorite, is one of our jewels. We know jewels are cut into numerous facets and polished so that the exceptional brilliance alive within it can be maximized by the light shining through them. In many ways, just depending on how we hold them up to the light. Today's passage, John 10:27 through 30, is a jewel of ours in the Christian faith tradition. My sheep know me and I know them. As with any jewel, with multiple facets, the light reveals more and more depth of brilliance as we turn it angle by angle, cut by cut, up to the source of light. So today, let us do the same with this gem, gently turning it from the familiar Good Shepherd facet to the facet of belonging in the hands of Jesus. In God's hands. No one can take them out of my hand. No one. My Father has given them to me, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 Remember that one? It has been an immensely popular gospel spiritual since its first beginnings in the 1920s. After World War I and when the country was sliding into the dark days of the Great Depression, this gospel spiritual rose up. And by 1958, it became the first of only two gospel spirituals ever to reach number one on the U.S. pop charts. No one can take them out of my hands, no one. My Father has given them to me. No one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Something about voicing this truth, something about how this spiritual remembers and acknowledges who it is that is holding us, both comforts and strengthens knowing this truth, solidifies trust deep inside each of us. It expands our courage and calls us to a gratitude for this faith, for this God whose hand grabs us with the anchor of gratuitous love. Listen as the verses continue. He's got my brothers and my sisters in his hands. He's got the moon and the stars. In his hand, he's got the oceans and the rivers. In his hands, he's got you and he's got me. In his hands. One theologian commenting on this passage notes that when we hear Jesus' voice, we do more than attend to the words that he speaks. We discern who he is. And how we, as children of God, how we are intertwined with Christ himself. Now, with Christ's eyes, we look at who is in these hands with us. There are soldiers there, both U.S. and Taliban. There are parents there, documented and undocumented. There are children there, boys and girls, the world's children, the one-third of the world's children who are playing at school in between their studies, and the two-thirds of the world's population of children who will never go to school, all in God's hands. Seeing these and the rivers and the oceans, the mountains, the birds, we hear well up deep within us, He's got everybody here in His hands. He's got everybody there in His hands. He's got everybody everywhere in His hands. And an energy, molten lava-like, surges within our consciousness and it insists that we be all we know we are called to be. Called to be the eyes of Christ, the feet of Christ, the face of Christ's mercy, the hands of Christ. Called to hold the whole world in our hands, knowing we are called to be the presence of Christ to all. We've got the whole world in our hands.